Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Practical DBT Skills Workbook for Neurodivergent Adults by Lori Palagyi, LMFT, is a skills-based mental health workbook that adapts dialectical behavior therapy for neurodivergent adult readers, especially people with ADHD and autism, rather than presenting DBT as a rigid clinical curriculum. It aims to translate core DBT ideas into tools that feel usable during real moments of overwhelm, shutdown, or emotional hijacking. The book's stated focus includes emotional regulation, distress tolerance during meltdowns, navigating sensory overload, and building more supportive communication and self-advocacy. Across its approach, it positions neurodivergence as a valid way of being, emphasizing compassion and practical supports over fixing or masking. Palagyi writes as a licensed therapist and a neurodivergent adult, blending professional perspective with lived experience. The workbook format is designed to be accessible and engaging, including a sensory-aware presentation that supports follow-through for readers who struggle with attention, fatigue, or burnout. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neurodivergent affirming DBT as a practical toolkit. A central topic in the workbook is how to use DBT skills in a way that fits neurodivergent life. Traditional DBT can feel dense, abstract, or overly dependent on tracking and consistency, which can be difficult for ADHD and autistic adults, particularly during periods of burnout or sensory stress. This workbook frames DBT as a flexible toolkit. Skills are presented as options to test and adapt, not rules to follow perfectly. The affirming stance matters because many neurodivergent adults come to therapy carrying shame from years of being told they are too much, too sensitive, or not trying hard enough. By grounding skills in acceptance and self-compassion, the book encourages readers to understand their patterns as nervous system responses rather than personal failures. That orientation supports persistence because it reduces the all-or-nothing mindset that often derails skill practice. In practice, this topic shows up as an emphasis on translating DBT into clear, usable steps for real-life moments, including situations where attention, energy, and sensory capacity are limited. Secondly, emotional regulation for overwhelm, spirals, and emotional hijacking. Emotional regulation is presented as a core need for neurodivergent adults who experience big feelings, rapid escalation, or difficulty returning to baseline once activated. The workbook focuses on helping readers notice early cues of overwhelm and identify what is happening in mind and body before emotions take over. For ADHD and autistic readers, that includes acknowledging that intensity can be amplified by sensory load, fatigue, miscommunication, and cumulative stress, not only by the immediate trigger. The DBT angle emphasizes learning how to name emotions, validate the experience, and choose actions that reduce suffering without requiring the emotion to disappear instantly. The book's practical orientation is important. Here it aims to give readers steps they can use even when thinking is foggy or speech is hard. By centering compassion, it also addresses the secondary pain that comes from judging oneself for dysregulation. Over time, the goal is not emotional flatness, but more predictable recovery, fewer regrets, and increased confidence that difficult emotions can be navigated safely. Meltdowns and shutdowns as nervous system events, not moral failures. The workbook directly addresses meltdowns and shutdowns, experiences common in autistic and ADHD adults, but often misunderstood by others and by the person experiencing them. A key topic is reframing these episodes as nervous system overwhelm rather than willful behavior. This shift supports more effective problem solving instead of asking, why am I like this? Readers are guided toward what conditions reliably push them past capacity and what supports help them recover. The DBT-informed focus is on distress tolerance and coping in the moment, especially when emotions spike and choices narrow. Because meltdowns and shutdowns can involve loss of verbal access, cognitive rigidity, or a strong urge to escape, the book positions skills as something to prepare and practice ahead of time, then use in simplified form during crisis moments. It also highlights the importance of aftercare decompression, reduced demands, and self-compassion to prevent a secondary spiral of shame. This topic connects individual skills to realistic daily life planning, including strategies that make episodes less frequent and less damaging. Fourthly, sensory overload and environment-based regulation strategies. Sensory overload is treated as a real and common driver of emotional dysregulation for neurodivergent adults. The workbook emphasizes that regulation is not only an internal mindset skill, but also an environment and nervous system issue. This perspective helps readers broaden their toolkit beyond cognitive strategies and include sensory-aware supports. In practice, that can mean noticing how sound, light, texture, movement, or crowded spaces affect capacity, then planning around those realities rather than pushing through until a crash. The book's sensory-aware approach aligns with its workbook design, which aims to be more accessible for readers who struggle with overstimulation or sustained attention. Within a DBT-adapted framework, the focus becomes identifying vulnerabilities, reducing unnecessary exposure when possible, and building recovery routines that support a return to baseline. This topic also reinforces self-advocacy. Neurodivergent adults often minimize sensory needs due to social pressure, but naming those needs can prevent burnout and conflict. The goal is realistic accommodation, not avoidance of life, so readers can participate more fully without constant overwhelm. Lastly, communication, conflict, and support systems that reduce burnout. Another major topic is how to navigate relationships when emotional intensity, sensory limits, or misunderstandings are common. Neurodivergent adults may face recurring conflict patterns, including being misread as overreacting, struggling to explain needs in the moment, or masking until they collapse. The workbook emphasizes building communication and support strategies that are proactive rather than reactive, in a DBT-aligned style. This includes clarifying what a person needs when overwhelmed, setting boundaries that protect capacity, and finding ways to repair after hard moments without excessive self-blame. It also recognizes that regulation is easier when support systems are realistic and respectful, which can involve educating trusted people, preparing scripts, or planning low-demand alternatives. A compassionate approach helps readers distinguish between accountability and shame-taking responsibility for impact, while also honoring the underlying nervous system constraints. By focusing on workable support structures, the book positions skill building as something that happens both inside the person and in the relationships around them, reducing the likelihood of repeated burnout cycles. In conclusion, Practical DBT Skills Workbook for Neurodivergent Adults is best suited for ADHD and autistic adults who want concrete, compassionate tools for emotional regulation, sensory overload, meltdowns, and shutdowns. It can also be useful for therapists, coaches, and supportive partners or family members who want a neurodivergent, affirming way to understand distress and respond more effectively. The practical benefit is that it frames DBT skills as adaptable and usable under real constraints like low energy, overstimulation, and difficulty accessing words during overwhelm. Readers looking for validation alongside structure may find the tone especially supportive. Since the book's orientation emphasizes that neurodivergence is not a personal defect to fix, compared with more general DBT workbooks, it stands out by explicitly tailoring skills to neurodivergent experiences and by foregrounding nervous system and sensory realities that often drive dysregulation. The workbook positioning also encourages self-advocacy and environmental supports, not only internal coping, which can make change more sustainable. For readers who have tried standard DBT resources and felt they did not fit, this book offers a more accessible entry point while keeping the focus on evidence-based skill building and day-to-day applicability. If you would like to support Lori Palagi LMFT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.